The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So greetings from Redwood City. And one of the cities in which we had a curfew last night. And for those of you who are living with curfew and living with many of the challenges that exist in the United States and other countries, I certainly hope that a chance to come and sit is a support, not only for yourself, but through yourself and through your meditation, a support for the people around you. So to begin, to take a posture where the posture itself supports you in being aware. Sometimes if you see a small toddler, little child, sitting upright and being attentive, you kind of get a feeling the whole body is attentive and alert, almost like all the senses are awake and open and present. And to gently close your eyes and to begin with what might seem like a very simple statement, but I believe it can be quite profound. And that is that wherever you are here. To recognize the here-ness, the sense of being here. And to really be here in a full way is synonymous with really being awake, being aware to what's here, being aware to now and here. Our attentional faculties are awakened. And some of them get awakened if we're afraid. And so we're hypervigilant to what's happening here and now. But there's also a way in which we can be awake to what's here without fear, almost the opposite of fear. That we're here peacefully, safely, that in this moment, in this place, to really settle into the here-ness of the moment. And for some people, the doorway to that is through the body. The body's always here. The mind may not be. The mind may be thinking thoughts of other times and other places. The body is always here and now. The mind might be there and then. And to bring the body and mind into harmony, it's the task of aligning, attuning the mind to this place and time where the body is. And if the mind can be in the same place as the body, then all kinds of things begin to flow and arise and awaken, including the seven factors of awakening. So to settle into this body here and take a few moments to feel your body as if you've never gotten to know your body before. And for the first time, you're really allowing your attention to roam around and discover this companion that you've had with you for your whole life. And to take a few long, slow, deep breaths in this body. Breathing in deeply and exhaling to relax into here, into this body that's here. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And you might, if you'd like, very gently say to yourself quietly in the mind, the word here, this word that points to something very profound and intimate, here. And in saying here, for a few moments, open up all the faculties of awareness that you have. To let reality show itself to you, rather than you having an agenda for attention. Just say the word here and see what is here. What shows itself to you that is here? And then do it again. And in saying here and opening up, it is a stepping away from what you're thinking. It's almost like you're opening, if thinking is a claustrophobic room, it's like opening the wide double doors to let the breeze come in, the sun come in. Here. Letting your thoughts become quieter. Here. And if you do have expectations or ambitions trying to do something, or reactive or judgmental, judging, that's also here. And there's an art to saying here. And that opening up to how things are. To open to that as well. Not to be involved with it. But to let that be received by attention. If you find yourself thinking a lot, the word here is a waking up to the fact that you're thinking. Here is a mind that's thinking. Here and now, this is thought. if the breathing comes into the here, allow yourself to open fully to the experience of the body breathing. Saying here to breathing, a here that's also a kind of resting. Here, the breathing comes and it goes. And it might be possible to be more fully here, meaning with greater awakening, greater awareness in the midst of here. By after you say here, follow it with the word what. What is this? Not to answer the question or analyze, but to keep allowing yourself to feel, to sense, to perceive, to register more fully the experience of what's here. If you're feeling breathing, what is this breathing? If you're thinking a lot, what is this experience like to be thinking? Not what you're thinking about, but the felt sense, the physical experience, the energetic experience of thinking. Or emotions, what? And then if something feels really the right place for awareness to reside, perhaps with the breathing or body, the third word you might try is this, just this. Simply this. And each time you say these words, here, or what, or this, let it help the mind become quieter, like it opens the mind to a quiet space that can better feel and sense and rest here in the experience. then as we come to the end of this sitting, I'd like to suggest that the practice of here, really being present, really being awake with our attention, being a witness to our life, our experience, the world, that the word here, H-E-R-E, regularly transforms into the word H-E-A-R. The Bodhisattva Kuan Yin Avalokiteshvara is the one who hears the cries of the world. To learn how to be here in a relaxed, restful, open way gives us the opportunity to also hear the suffering of the world. There's something about the metaphor of hearing. We can hear deeply, but we're not in the hearing, we're not entangled with what goes on. We normally don't close our ears as we can metaphorically close our eyes. But to receive and hear the suffering, the cries of the world, and always to include all beings in your heart, to cast no one out of your heart. To make room in your heart for all beings. And perhaps this practice of waking up is also a practice of expanding and enlarging our hearts. So there's space for all beings. And so in the place of the heart at rest, a certain kind of ease. It's very clear that we care for the world. That we would like our life, how we behave, what we say, to be a positive force in the world. And may it be, as we come out of this meditation, may it be that you also think about how whatever degree of here-ness, calmness, connectedness you feel in meditation, how that can be applied or inspire, making a difference in the world for others, so that those who suffer will suffer less, or know that they're not alone in their suffering, and that there are people who care. The people who are afraid feel that they don't have to be afraid of you. That the people who are sick feel the care and the goodwill. May it be that our goodwill, our care, our compassion spreads out to wish all beings to be happy, all beings to be free, so that all beings know that their lives matter. So those who are oppressed and been ignored by societies no longer feel ignored or marginalized. May it be that our practice is for the happiness and welfare of all beings.